time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokins, and joining me today in studio, I have Christy Mingus. She is with Helpers Green Team, and they've got an event coming up on World Water Day, which is March 22nd. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about the Green Team in Helper, where their location for their trailer is, what kind of things they recycle, and, you know, different things in the area that they do as far as helping recycle and kind of lessen the burden out at the landfill. Christy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Like I always tell people, this is information that I like getting out there and letting people know about because it helps everybody in the long run. And the Green Team of Carbon County, you guys are kind of part of that.
Exactly.
And they always have like the recycling trailers and stuff all over throughout the area, and you can find them fairly easily.
Yep.
So let's talk about the things that can be recycled that you guys can take care of with the Green Team here in Helper and the trailers.
So in the trailers with the Green Team, you can recycle paper and aluminum cans, and that's about all that the trailers accept. If you want to recycle cardboard, there's a place to drop off corrugated cardboard at Market Express in Price.
And that trailer is specifically just for the corrugated cardboard, right?
Exactly.
All right. The one thing, and we had talked a little bit about that, and we had Jim in from the Green Team before. The one thing that you guys cannot take, and really, sadly, there's no place around in the area to deal with it, is e-waste.
Right.
There are places up north. Is that true?
Yes. There are places up north, and there's some in Grand Junction as well. So there are places that you can drive to bring e-waste to.
And all that information is actually on the Green Team's Facebook page, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we do have a list of where you can recycle various things locally and a little bit further away on our Facebook page.
Okay, so we've got those, and the trailer for Helper, if you're wondering where it's at, it's right next to the fire department. It's parked in the parking lot of the old City Hall, and it's right there. You can't miss it, and you can take, like you said, all your aluminum and your paper products down there and put it in there, and it's so nice to have this as an option for things like that. So you guys have an event coming up, and like I said, it just popped up on my newsfeed the other day, World Water Day. So kind of give us a background on World Water Day, and then let's talk about some of the things that you guys have planned for that day.
So World Water Day is March 22nd, and we're hosting an event through the Green Team from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. at the River Pavilion in Helper, which is just on First West. And we wanted to have an educational event where we have some local experts share information on water. It's an important resource. And since we've been in a drought for a while, just conserving water, how water runs through a watershed, different plants that are good for your lawn, like xeriscaping or water-wise plants. Those are topics that will be covered at the event. And we'll also have a river cleanup. So we'll provide supplies for a little cleanup. We'll have bags and gloves.
And it's, you talk about water and what an important resource it is. Yeah, it's not getting any better, really. Last year was a pretty tough year, but this year could be tougher than last year is what I'm seeing. So this is good information. And you said a river cleanup. Now you're going to get people together and kind of walk and pick up trash and those kinds of things along the riverbed there. Is that what that's going to entail?
Yep, exactly. So we'll just have the supplies there. And if you have supplies that you want to bring of your own, like gloves, you can bring those too. But we'll have bags. And if you see trash or there's a lot of dog poop along the riverway, just have a designated time for people to clean that up.
And just to go through and take care of all that. Because, yeah, and honestly, the river running through Helper is one of the things that kind of brings people into Helper.
Yeah, definitely. I spend time tubing down that river every summer, and it's just a great place to go find some solace.
Oh, definitely. And then the other part of it, too, as you said, you know, a lot of people are starting to do that. We did it at our house, but xeriscaping.
Mm-hmm.
And the plants and things that people need to do, it's amazing how much you can really save by just putting these plants in that really require no water.
Exactly. And it can be really beautifully done as well. So we'll have Steve Price and Rose Wallen from USU Extension are going to come and share some information on how to xeriscape and how much water you can save xeriscaping as opposed to watering a lawn every day in the summertime. And I think that those type of things can have a really big impact if a lot of people adopt them.
Right. And as I said, the projection is not getting any better.
Yeah.
As far as water is concerned. So we're going to have to find new ways to save water in that front yard and your yard, period. And that's a good place to start. All right. So once again, is there a set time that this is going to start down there?
Yep, it's at 3:30 to 5:30. That's when we'll have the activities. We will have some kids' activities there. We'll have a nature journaling event. So there's a helper nature journaling club that has offered to do an activity at this event for all ages. And we'll also have trivia going on down there, just so you can learn a little bit more about water. And there will be some interactive booths as well.
All right, so this is coming up once again on March 22nd for World Water Day at the Pavilion in Helper. That's just right there on First West. And before you get out, we were talking also on Earth Day, April 22nd. You've got some plans coming up, so we're going to get you in at a later date, and we're going to talk about that. So circle that day because you've got some good stuff that's going to be planned for Earth Day as well. Is that correct?
Yes, we do have an Earth Day event planned, and stay tuned for that because it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have some live music at that event and a lot of fun activities and different things related to the earth.
All right. Once again, Christy Mingus with Helpers Green Team. Thank you so much for coming in today. If people want more information about this, what's the Facebook page?
It's the Green Team of Carbon County.
So go on there. All the information is going to be on there, plus great information on where you can take certain items to be recycled as well. Because, you know, anytime we can take a burden off of the landfill, that's a good thing.
Exactly.
Once again, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.